Burning Guilt, Chapter 3, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, narrated by Linda Elvira. Anne Larsen enjoyed warming her fingers on the cup of coffee she brought to the table of the meeting room. It had been frosty again tonight, and it had been windy as well. She'd been freezing in her car all the way to the news desk at TV East Jutland. "Morning. Holy shit, it's cold. Spring better hurry up." She greeted her co-workers at the table and shuddered before taking her place next to the host, Jutta Thompson. "My fingers are frozen stiff," she added. "Doesn't your car have a heater?" the photographer asked. They called him Flash because his name was Michael Flasher. He said it with a glint in his eyes. "It's broken." "Isn't it time for a new car? It looks a bit rusty, your old Lada," Anne quickly finished Judith's sentence before she could call her car something horrible. "It would have taken longer than that short trip to make it warm anyway," another co-worker, Noa Marie, laughed. She was a sport freak and usually covered the daily sports news. She always biked, no matter the weather, even though she lived all the way in Heldum. During the summers, she sometimes even ran to work. "It's just straight through Runner's Road," she pointed out, but it was almost 18 kilometres and more than double the distance than Anna had to drive to work. But when you ran marathons and triathlons, it was just a nice, cosy stroll. "Good morning," the news manager said. He brought his own cup as well. The news team's biggest coffee drinker had started drinking puka tea, his wife's idea, she guessed, and a lovely smell of mint filled the air around him. "You've all heard of the macabre murder of the policeman in Silkeborg last night, I assume," he said, and threw his paper on the table. "So it is a murder?" Judah asked and pulled the paper towards her. "If you go back to make sure you killed the man you hit, I'd call it a murder," Flash said, his mouth full of breakfast roll and butter. The news manager nodded. "Exactly." He looked at Anna. "You'll take the case." Anna nodded eagerly. A surveillance camera picked up the car at a gas station close to the crime scene, where it turns around and goes back, but they still can't figure out who drove the car or which car it is. Doesn't that sound weird? I think there's something the police aren't telling the poor journalists, Judah said without looking up from the paper she was reading. The manager did not look away from Anna. "We need a comment from the Central and West Jutland Police, where the officer worked, too. Find out what they can tell us about the surveillance camera." "I don't think they're allowed to investigate the case when the victim is one of their own. Those are the rules," Anna said. "Oh, okay. Who's investigating it then?" She shrugged. "Another police force, I think." "Figure that out too, Anna." She noted in her notebook and nodded again. "I'll go to the gas station in Silkeborg. Maybe they'll allow us to see the surveillance footage so we can call for the car," she said. "Fine, bring Flash. We need photos and interviews." The photographer smiled exaggeratedly at her, as if he could not wait for the assignment. Flash was a good photographer. Last year he even won an award as the News Photographer of the Year. "You'll prepare the news as we got more material. You're the host tonight, right?" The manager continued and looked at Judah. She nodded. Anna did not listen for the rest of the meeting. She leaned against Judah's arm and read the paper over her shoulder. The journalist did not know much, which was why the photos were bigger than the text boxes. The police would not say anything about the ongoing investigation, but there were big photos of the crime scene in front of the garage with the police's red tape, the victim's home, and a smaller photo of the officer wearing a uniform. Johan Boy had just turned 50 last week. He was a good-looking guy with intense blue eyes and a confident...